Ray, how are you?
Doing great.
You're one of those weirdos like me who likes sitting through the meetings and kind of unraveling what happens with these processes. I know that you were at the state capitol yesterday. What'd you see? What'd you hear? What'd you like? What you didn't like?
Well, I guess, first of all, we're a little bit relieved. That is the UAW Local 6000, and for that matter, I'd say all state employees, with the fact that they did not privatize Medicaid eligibility determination, which is up to almost 50% of what a caseworker does, for example, at the Ingham County Department of Human Services. And in the Senate version of the DHS bill, they would have privatized those work functions. So that was taken out of the conference committee. And so that was a relief. Also, we see that the department funds about $20 million less, will be funded about $20 million less than what Governor Snyder originally proposed. So we're a little bit concerned about that. But again, happy to see that that work was not farmed out to the private sector.
What really bummed you out about what you saw yesterday?
Well, you know, the amazing thing is how quickly this is going, and, you know, I think we have not seen a budget completed this early. I mean, of course, the governor still needs to sign it, and there's still a few more procedural hoops and things that need to be done, but it looks like it's going to be done, you know, by June 1st or May 31st, and I think it's going too fast just in the sense that we don't have a chance to analyze this and look at what the consequences are going to be. You know, there's a lot of cuts to a lot of different programs. There's a huge tax shift that's taking place in Michigan that's going to send more of the tax responsibility to individuals like senior citizens and the working poor. Again, it's in some ways, it's a very interesting story to see how quickly this is done, but I just kind of wonder if we're going to come back to regret some of the decisions that were made.
As we've talked about a lot in the last year, Ray, and you disagree with this, but I'm going to put it back out there anyway. From what I understand in talking to the many politicians and a lot of folks from the think tanks, including the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, that the salaries, the benefits, the pensions for state workers exceeded what is the average in the private sector, and the state of Michigan is seeking to level this playing field so they're able to afford these, they, as they would say it, perhaps unfairly, excessive expenses. Going through this process, do you agree that something needed to be done to help the state be able to pay for all this?
Well, I'm glad you asked the question, because it's not true that state employees, or for that matter, public employees, have lavish pay and Cadillac benefits. It's simply not true. When you factor in education, for example, state employees across the board and public employees actually make less than the private sector. And I think what happens quite a bit is certain people perpetuate this image that state employees and public employees and teachers, you know, have, again, lavish pay and Cadillac benefits, which is not true. And I think this came during a time when, you know, obviously the economy tanked and people were scared and we started pointing fingers at each other. But when you look, do the research, Tony, you'll see that state employees do not make more. For example, some of the studies that have been cited would have you compare a prison psychologist to a fast food worker. And, of course, the prison psychologist is going to make more money. But when you compare, for example, a state attorney general to a private sector attorney, quite often, you know, they're going to make more money in the private sector. So what I would say is, you know, state employees are not overpaid. No, it's not true.
Well, let's take the teacher situation since you brought it up. In many instances, there are districts where teachers have no copay into their insurance, and where taxpayers are asked to pay for pensions that are higher than the norm in the private sector. Do you think taxpayers should be asked to pay for that?
Well, you know, I think the answer is to handle it at the bargaining table for each school district. But I'm kind of out of my comfort zone talking about schools. I mean, obviously, you know, I can talk about state employees. But, you know, broadly speaking, though, I think those things need to be handled at the school district, at the bargaining table, you know, with the state employees, sitting down with the Office of State Employer. And I think, you know, what we're seeing, however, is, for example, Senate Bill 7, which passed the Senate, would have all public employees pay 20% for their health care and would take away bargaining rights for many, many public employees. I do not think that's the right way to go. I think what needs to happen is people need to sit down and work it out at the bargaining table.
Do you think it's fair that state employees should pay 20% of these copays?
Well, that's a, I'm glad you raised that question, too, because as of last April 2010, all new state employees do just that. They pay over 20%. And state employees since 1997 have been in a 401k plan, a defined contribution. So when you're talking about state employees, we've already made those structural changes.
What, but what about the employees that the 20% doesn't affect? Is that fair that they're not paying the 20%?
Well, again, you were going to send that's something to be handled at the bargaining table, and you know that would be the place you know to handle something like that. You know, again, as of last year, state employees coming in to the workforce are paying that 20%.
All right, something I wanted to pass on to you. A friend of mine works for the state of Michigan. He is a state employee, a very good friend. And there was one point that he brought up, because I have a lot of experience in this. When Big B Coffee is with us from time to time, we do something called the Big Office of the Day, where an office will win coffee for all of its employees. And I have probably been to at least 10 state offices where these employees worked. And the point that he made was he went to the new accident fund building downtown, and boy, talk about a great environment to work in and how happy that can make you. Some of the places that I went in were dumps where State of Michigan employee works. They were dark, they were dreary, they were small, they were cluttered. There was a lot of wasted, empty space. I think when you take into consideration the environment that many state employees work in, it's not cohesive to a good morale and to a positive working environment.
Yeah, I mean, those are, you know, good points, and, you know, the same can be true with, like, for example, our Department of Human Services buildings. Some of them are not really set up to, you know, for with safety in mind. So there are definitely some things that can be improved on. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but there recently were a lot of folks hired who will be working with Human Services, so that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. Governor Snyder swore in, I think, 300 people just this week for child welfare, and we're definitely encouraged by that. We know we need more caseworkers, and we also need more caseworkers that actually work in the lobbies. But yes, we want to give credit when credit's due, and we want to, you know, to keep getting these departments adequately staffed. Because when we adequately staff our departments, that's going to prevent lawsuits. That's going to make sure that the quality of service delivery is there, and we all win when those things happen.
Ray, as always, thank you so much. Ray Holman from UAW 6000. We'll talk soon.
Great, Tony. Thanks.